Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. Good to have you all with us. On our way to our conversation, I'm going to remind you that support for WEAA is provided by AAA Mid-Atlantic. More information at AAA.com/discounts. We are now joined in studio by women who live in Perkins Homes and in that community. The other night at the Baltimore City Council, in the hearings that Councilman Carl Stokes was holding, Councilman Stokes is trying to hold up, is holding up the money that would go to the development project, $88 million in rebates. And one of the things that happened in this development project on the east side of town is that this last empty plot by the water, next to Living Classrooms, in near Fells Point, is they put Perkins Homes in the catchment area. And that allowed for greater taxation relief because it was in a poor working class community. So the question is, what does that community get out of this? So I had no idea this was happening. I saw the after it happened, I heard about, as many of us did, that 83 people from Perkins came to testify at the council hearings wearing these incredible T-shirts that said Beattie, he's a developer, gets $88 million, and we got a T-shirt. I like that. So in the studio with us here is Donetta Herndon, who is a resident of Perkins Homes, one of the leaders of this group. Great to have you in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Sharon Henderson is with us, president of Perkins Homes and PTO president at City Springs Elementary. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. And Denise. Nisi Street is with us, who was also testifying and is a resident of Perkins Homes. Good to have you with us as well.
Yes, and Tenant Council and Resident Advisory Board Delegate for Perkins Homes.
Okay. I'll write that down so we don't forget that one. And Ojeda Hall is with us, who is lead organizer for Build, Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development, that has been part of this battle as well. Good to have you in the studio.
Good morning.
Good to meet you at last.
Yes.
You've been a voice on the phone, now you're a face in the studio.
It's good to be here.
Good to have you here. So talk first. Who would like to begin? I mean, Donetta, can I start with you?
Sure.
So tell me about this, how you organize yourselves and how this came to your attention and what you're asking.
Okay. Basically, it came to my attention through a notice in the mail of a meeting at Perkins Homes. I attended that meeting. They asked us to come to City Hall. I went to City Hall and I voiced my opinion. Basically, what I want and what the people of Perkins want is better living conditions. Okay, I've been in public housing since 1968. I've moved over Perkins in 1992. I've seen a dramatic change as far as going downhill. I do not like that. We have kids that's running around, have nothing to do. Build something for these kids. Give these money to these kids. But first it has to start in the houses. Sure, when I moved over there, they were perfect. I mean, I was so happy that I had a new home.
Mm-hmm.
These houses are ran down. I have a beautiful home. I don't know how other people's houses are, but I have a beautiful home. I should not have to come outside and see big rat holes the size of sewer holes. You have these young parents down here that let their kids run outside. No one watches them. I'm sitting there babysitting. My youngest is 23. My oldest is 33. You know, I just want things to get better at Perkins Homes. We should not have to live like this. I'm not here to beat anybody up, but the man that's with this development situation needs to give that money up. Bill, he stopped at Central Avenue where he should have stopped at Broadway, if anything. We're in between Broadway and Central Avenue.
But in that catchment area that allowed the money to be given
exactly.
to the developer.
Exactly.
Sharon.
I agree with what you have to say. Also, it's sad that I have been there almost 20 years, and they building all around Perkins, mm-hmm. and Perkins still looks the same. It hasn't been touched. It's unfair. The schools, the school that the kids go to, which is City Springs School, they go to school, but they have no playground. When you go on Pratt Street.
Okay, stop a minute. The City Springs has no playground?
It has a playground, but it's an empty lot. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. When you go on Pratt Street, and you when you drive by, you see the school,
yeah.
but there's nothing there. We have football, basketball. We have all that in the school because we have a great principal. So we have that in the school, but we have to go elsewhere to play the games because our field is not fit to be played on. There's no stuff for the little kids to play on. It's just an empty lot.
This is the elementary middle, right?
Yes.
Right, right, right.
Also, I think that money should go to us because we do have working people that pay taxes in Perkins. So we need to get 14% just like his investors. That's just so unfair.
Niecy?
Oh, well, what I'd have to say is, first thing, I would like for Mr. Beatty to come into Perkins and meet the residents and talk to the residents, just like he can talk to whoever he's talking to down at Fells Point, where he may build this big hotel up at. I think Mr. Beatty needs to come into Perkins and talk to the residents and find out what their needs, their wants, and I really think he owes us an apology. Because I'm sick and tired of people walking through Perkins homes and we are not knowing who they are and what they are doing. And they're coming in, taking pictures, doing this, that, and the other. And that's just unfair. And it's probably happening to other community too, just like it's happening to Perkins. And right now, I'm at the point where I'm tired of it. Because every time you turn around, somebody is using Perkins' name for something, and Perkins is getting nothing.
And in this case, it's Ojeda, right?
Yes.
Right. I always pronounce your name Ojeda, but it's Ojeda.
Yes, that is tempting.
I'm sorry. So Ojeda, I mean, the politics. This, I think, what Niecy was just saying, what all the women are saying here is that the Perkins Homes was put in this catchment area that changed the nature of what this development company could do.
That's
Am I right about this
Absolutely.
Or wrong about this?
Absolutely. It was by including Perkins Homes, and they'll tell the story in their way. But the reality is, by including Perkins Homes, they were able to access benefits that they never would have been able to access without Perkins Homes. And so if you do that, you need to have responsibility back to Perkins Homes. So we're not going to stand in the way of the TIF, but we're going to call for the same type of investment that is going to Beatty's investors to come back into Baltimore, specifically into Perkins. And these good people are able to articulate specifically what's needed there. And so Beatty should come meet with them.
Now, is it – where would the money come from? Would it come out of Beatty's money or would it come out of the city? Where would the, what can be restructured to give Perkins Homes what the people who live in this community deserve?
Well, I think the representatives of the city council can certainly structure into this deal before Beatty sees one dime of what he gets a 14% return over time for the investors from this city, from the taxpayers in this city. So they should do it right off the top.
Niecy, were you about to say something, Ewan?
You have to understand.
Sure.
This not only affects Perkins, it affects all communities that are low income
or
whatever.
Working class communities.
Working class because
right.
Some of us, just because and I feel some type of way because it's always back on the poor working person. Like I said, it's not just my community. It's other communities in Baltimore City. It's not just us. We just got fed up and started speaking out because it's so unfair. If you're going to build up our community, you need to build up everything, not just what you want. It's just really unfair to us.
You're about to say something, Niecy?
No, sir.
I think this stuff, it's really important to have your voices heard in this because the other day we did a program, and folks, join us here at 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com. Tweet us at Mark Steiner. Jump on Facebook. Want to hear your thoughts. 410-319-8888. Because we'll see how the city council votes, and we're going to be following this very closely. And I was talking to Carl Stokes about this yesterday. But we did a show yesterday, as a matter of fact, on the Station North Arts District, which is the area around North and Charles where they're developing into an arts district, right? So there's another community there, the number of communities. One of those communities is the West Greenmount Avenue community, where that has been there for a long time. And it's the same situation. It may not be public housing, but it's working people living in homes. They can't get insurance for the homes because there's an abandoned house next to it. People want to stay in their community. There's a school there. There's an incredible school, the Montessori School, that neighborhood residents can't get into because it's a charter school. So there are a lot of issues that are similar across cities, which is what you were saying.
Exactly. It's not just Perkins. It's around the city, and it's just unfair that big business can come in here and treat us like we don't exist. And that sometimes we don't know, and it's up to us to get the word out that it's happening. It may not be happening to your community now, but it will. And you need to be aware of it.
So how many? That's 83 people showed up at the council, right, from your community?
Yes.
And how big is your community?
We have about 600 units. 624 units.
And these are mostly individual homes, right?
Beg your pardon?
Like mostly individual homes.
Well, yes. They're not apartments.
They're homes.
So... Let me just. This, we got an email here from Valerie. Let me read this, okay? She says, Valerie writes in, I fear that I have is that they will try to displace the people at Perkins Homes as they did with people at Chapel North, so the yuppies can move in and be closer to the water.
Well, I want to speak on that. I've been living in Perkins, well, quote unquote, almost 40 years, and I'm not moving nowhere, and nobody is going to come and step on those grounds and move in. That's what I have to say. I'm not going nowhere. I love Perkins.
I as well.
Oh, I do too.
410-319-8888. Your thoughts. Kalik in Baltimore, you're on the air. Hi, Kalik. Welcome.
Oh, and thank you very much. And I appreciate this piece on this program because it's very, very relevant, and it's relevant to more. Perkins is just representative of other communities that are not being properly represented by those whom we elect. And those whom we elect, you say they're going to make a vote. Well, I question what that vote is based on. I'm saying that it should be between developers and the community. The community should be very much involved in what is being planned for the community, and it should be a win-win deal. The developers should be, like was brought up earlier, a certain percentage, whatever that percentage is or whatever is agreed on to satisfy and make it a win-win situation, that's what should happen.
You know, I think that there's something we can all learn from this, which I agree with what you said, Kali, can get your thoughts on all this, the four of you, is that I just read an article the other day about public housing in Vienna, Austria. And public housing in Vienna, Austria, there's not a stigma to it. It's housing to make sure that everybody can live in the city, and that was put in place in the 20s and 30s so that working people had a decent place to live because housing's costs were just exorbitant, right? Here we have a stigma on public housing.
Exactly.
You know, they try to put a stigma on you because you're in public housing.
Right.
And so what they do there, though, all public housing there has swimming pools, library, common rooms, gardens, playgrounds, places for people to have a life.
Exactly.
Well, see, that's a level of love. See, that's a level of love. And that and what's happening here is benign neglect. I guess you can say benign. I don't know. But it is neglect, nevertheless. And which tends not towards love, but towards a certain, like you say, stigma. Stigma represents, if I hold stigma in place of love, that represents a hatred. Okay.
Right. So let me turn to Kalik. I really appreciate all your thoughts. I want to turn back to the women in the studio here for their thoughts, because you're all about to say something in response to what Kalik said, and I said, so please do.
Some people have the idea that because you live in public housing, that you're on social service, and some are. but quite a few of us do work. We do pay taxes. Mm-hmm. And it's where I can afford to live. It, like you said, we the working poor, and we working from paycheck to paycheck. Just because you're in public housing, that doesn't mean you only pay $100 and something a month. That's not true.
No.
I'm paying the ceiling rent for a 2-bedroom apartment. I refuse to say how much it is.
That's okay.
But
it's all right.
It's a lot. But I'm comfortable at where I live at. My work is right across the street. I work at the school. I come home. I do what I have to do to survive. And I'm going to make sure that my child have. So that money that this gentleman have, I'm going to work. That's my taxpayers. That's my tax money. So I deserve 14% for the – we deserve 14% of that money for the community. We really do.
You want to say something, Nisha? Please do.
I feel the same way Ms. Henderson feels. I really do.
Sharon, what would you add to this?
I would add – I've worked. Unfortunately, I was in a bad car accident and I broke my neck. So I have permanent nerve damage. But at the same time, I'm still working. I'm not getting paid. I babysit every day.
Thank you.
The kids in the neighborhood.
You take care of the kids in the neighborhood.
I take care of them. You know, I have raised mine. I didn't expect to raise someone else's. But at the right. same time, I love kids.
Right.
You know, it took me a long time to say those words that I love the kids because I was always called the mean one in the neighborhood. I sit for nothing, but I stand for everything, you know. But this money, God, this money we really need. We really need. When I first moved around there, it was a playground in my court. The children didn't tear it down. Housing tore it down. We have...
You said the children didn't tear it down.
The city tore it down. Exactly. The city workers tore it down.
It wasn't in bad shape when they tore it down?
Not at all.
And the kids used it when they were...
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
I sat in front of my door. I watched police ride through our court like it's a main street. I watched other vehicles ride through that court like it's a main street. We have kids out there riding their bikes. God knows, if something happens to one of my children, and like I said, mine is 23 to 33, so I'm talking about the children that aren't really mine. I could not stand to see a child get hurt. Mr. Beatty, Beatty, whatever his name is, I would love to meet with him. Mm-hmm. I am a voice to be heard.
I can hear that.
Sit back and I watch a lot of things happen. You know, Miss Donnie, you so mean. Miss Donnie, let me be mean. But they listen to me.
Right.
They love me.
I'm sure they love me. Every neighborhood needs a Donetta.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So let me go to the phones here real fast. David Brown from Carl Stokes' office just called in. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. As always, you've done a fantastic job, and I do appreciate you taking an extensive look at this issue. I just want to make a point of clarification.
Please do.
The ladies are doing a fantastic job. Ojeda, you're doing a great job. But I want to be clear about what this resolution does. We're asking for the resolution itself for the enterprise zone. The amount is $88 million. What we're asking for is 30%. 30% of course, the enterprise zone, which covers Perkins Homes, that amount would be $29.4 million. That's what we're asking for.
To be used for what?
The ladies have been saying 14 to be used for programs, outreach, jobs now, jobs later, job training, perhaps an aquatic center, Head Start programs. Those are the types of programs you want to bring to Perkins Homes. And also want to get people out of those public housing developments, those who want to leave. We want to, make first-time home buyers and to help them to get startup homes. That's what that money would be used for.
David, I appreciate you being part of the show to clarify what Carl is doing. And as you were saying that, though, the sisters, women in the room are saying, no, they don't want to leave.
We're not leaving, Perkins.
That's our home.
This is
their home.
This is Niecy speaking. I'm not moving nowhere.
We shall not be moved.
We're not going to move. It can be beautified. You know, and work can be done down there. But there's nothing wrong with our home.
And Nisa, you said you could have moved.
Oh, yes. I could have moved 1,000 times.
Me too.
1,000 times.
Tell them why you stay.
Because I got right comfortable. I got really comfortable. And the thing about it, when I first came to Perkins, everything down there was convenient. And I think the other residents, it was convenient for them too. Because we had a supermarket.
We had a supermarket
on Broadway. Had. We had church. We had the liquor stores. We had GBMC, the clinic. We had all of that. And right now, Mr. Beatty, whoever you are, you know, a new GBMC clinic can be put back up where it was taken down from off of Fair Street, where Flag House residents used to go, Lafayette Projects residents used to go, and Perkins Homes residents used to go there to that clinic.
Douglas.
And getting back to the supermarket, we people down at Perkins, we can't afford that Whole Foods store. And we had to travel so far to get to a supermarket.
Whole Foods is expensive.
And yes, it is.
Yes. And the next closest, excuse me, niece, mm-hmm. is Safeway. They're very expensive. Even if you have the little card.
I mean down in Canton.
They're the closest markets to us.
We joke and call Whole Foods Whole Paycheck. So let me get another caller in here. 410-319-8888. Rachel, you join. Welcome. Rachel, you there?
Yes.
Hi, welcome, Rachel.
Hey, Mark.
Good to have you with us. Oh, it's Rachel Keller. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. So I'm calling on behalf of United Workers, and I just want to call in support of all the folks from Perkins. I just want to point out how this is a perfect example of what's going on with failed development in the city. You know, we see these communities, communities are struggling. We're struggling, like was just mentioned, we don't have basic community needs, like schools are struggling. We have, there's no playground at the school, no supermarkets, and we want to see community needs put above private gain. So the Fair Development Campaign is all about these basic human rights principles that should be a part of every development, things like equity and universality and participation. And I'm so glad to see that the ladies of Perkins Homes have been fighting to get their voice be heard. And we know that development shouldn't happen like this. It should have been a prerequisite that that Perkins was a part of these discussions from the very beginning. Basically the Beatty Development Group is seeking $107 million of public assistance, while our communities are in need of housing, schools, recreation centers, and fire stations. And this is just, we don't want to stand for this anymore. We want fair development.
Rachel, thanks for your phone call. And I will also say that next Wednesday at 4 o'clock, there'll be a demonstration in front of City Hall. The Perkins residents will be there. We'll be there to join them.
And the Perkins residents, Mark, are going to be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They are organized. They are ready to meet with Mr. Beatty. He should call them.
Yes, we would love for him to call us and set up a meeting. We really would. We would like for him to call up. You know, let's just come and sit down with us.
Has there been a response at all from
no.
them?
No.
Wow.
We want him personally, mm-hmm. not his staff, not someone to take his place. We want him there to talk to us one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's all we ask.
Right.
Give us that much respect.
And right. he's welcome to come to 1411 Gulf Street.
He's welcome to come to 239 South Hurry Court, my address.
Okay.
Well, this has been, I think, a very important conversation for us to have. And I want to let you know that we're going to follow this as we're doing a lot of the other development issues in the city and your struggle in particular. And have you back with us here on the air. I'm going to do my best to be there Wednesday when you're there at 4 o'clock to stand with everybody. And I think that we're at a very interesting moment where I think that your struggle here in Perkins Homes I've just blocked what it's exactly called, this development. They're calling it Beatty's Development. It's called Harbor Point. And some of the people are aware that that's land that they're building it on is toxic to start with.
Yeah.
That's a whole other issue that people are a whole different issue that people
and
are concerned about.
We're curious, Mark, about who the investors are that would let this kind of development happen in this kind of disrespectful way. So we want to see the investors. Who are the investors?
It's about the dollar signs.
We have to take a break, and we're going to meet some very interesting people coming in the next half an hour. But take a break. I'd like you all, ladies, to stay for just five more minutes.
Sure.
Okay.
To finish up your thoughts, and then we move on to our next guests, who are to really interesting people who are African-American fencers who may be going to the Olympics. We never hear about that. It's good for all of us to hear about new good things happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner here on WEAA. And support for WEAA is provided by AAA Mid-Atlantic. More information at AAA.com/discounts. We are here with leaders of the movement from Perkins Homes who are fighting to have their fair share in this development taking place in their name, but not in their pockets. We are here with Niecy Street, who is a resident of Perkins Homes. And Niecy, what was that title you gave out again? I didn't write it down.
Oh, it was Tenant Council Resident Advisory Board Delegate.
Make sure I have that. I didn't have it written down, so I want to make sure that gets out there. Sharon Henderson, resident of Perkins Homes and PTO president of City Springs Elementary.
Yes.
Is in studio with us, and Danetta Herndon, who is a resident of Perkins Homes and president of the Tenants Council? No.
I'm president of Herring Court.
Herring Court. And Ajeda Hall is with us, lead organizer for BIL, Baltimore United, in leadership development. And we have an email, let me read real fast, from Lauren, who wrote in, the larger issue is not whether or not Perkins Homes deserves funds. Of course they do. But what sort of development does Baltimore wish to invest in? The deep pockets of wealthy developers or the greater community, people's need for jobs, affordable housing, employment, and public transportation? Mm-hmm. So closing thoughts from you all. And you were mentioning something about jobs when we went to break.
Yes. We need jobs, and residents down in Perkins Homes need jobs. Because as long as I have been living down in Perkins Homes, S&H Bakery has been there. And I don't think they hired any of the residents that lived in Perkins Homes. And you heard how many years I said I had lived there. And I know at least two people that probably lived in Perkins Homes that got a job there. My husband, before he passed away, I know I had put in at least 15 applications in for him to get a job down at H&S Bakery. And he didn't get that job. The only way he got that job is because he knew a truck driver that lived it right there on Bank Street that has been working there for over 30 years, had retired and came back and got my husband that job.
It shouldn't be that hard.
No, it shouldn't be.
That hard.
But
it
got a Ginsburg and Son, they have supported Perkins Homes and JH Funded Company that's right next to Ginsburg on Eden Street. They have supported Perkins Homes, too.
Well, if you do talk to Mr. Beattie, his partner in a lot of the development projects has been, for years, Mr. Padarakis, who owns H&S Bakery.
Oh, I know who owned it, but he should have given the people where I live at in Perkins Homes some jobs.
It shouldn't be so hard.
So let me get some final thoughts here from all of you before we have to
okay.
roll. This is important.
Stressing on jobs. At first, Perkins Homes had residents cleaning the outside of Perkins Homes where they're getting paid. Then they let them go, brought the Mexicans in, they let them go. Now, I don't know who these people are that are cleaning up in our neighborhoods. We need to stand up. It's our tenants down, our residents down there need to all get together, not 82, not 27. It's over 1,000 people live in Perkins Homes. I know that going. Mm-hmm. You know, it shouldn't have been 60 down City Hall if it was 60. It should be more. All of y'all need to come out. This is Donetta Herndon, also known as Donnie. Y'all really need to come out.
And Denise Street saying the same thing that's Donnie saying, too. We all got to fight together, Perkins.
Exactly.
Please, we had to stick together.
Final thoughts, Sharon.
I believe if you're going to build up in our neighborhood, build up some jobs so our community can work.
We're going to come back to this and follow this very closely. I want to thank all of you for being here. Sharon Henderson, Donnie Herndon, Niecy Street, and Jada Hall. Good to have you on the studio. Next Wednesday, 4 o'clock, be at City Hall. Let your voice be heard.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
We're going to take a brief break and look at the world of fencing. Don't go away.